So now we want to celebrate our moms. You know, my my mom has been gone with, she's with Jesus now for some years, and but I think about her often. There's many, I don't know if I think about her every day, but very often I think about her, and I think about the things that she taught me and the things that were important to her and the impact that she has left on my life, and it's a powerful impact. And so we're now going to have some of the moms that call Freedom Worship Center home. We'll have them share what it means to be a mom. So there'll be a video about that, so please watch it. And then after that video, we'll have Roberta come up and share with us a little bit. So put your attention on this video.
Being a mom is fulfilling. I sometimes say getting married is fun. Having children, that's fulfilling. There is a sense of purpose that comes with being responsible for young lives. As a youth, I noticed how incredibly unselfish my mom was. When we sat down for dinner, she would always make sure everyone was fed before her. She would always take the smallest piece of dessert, and I thought, I don't think I'll ever be that nice. Then I had my own children, and I realized that some of it does come naturally. It is even easy for a mom to risk her life to protect her own children. Giving my children the best and me settling for what's left is easy, because I always want what's best for them. Putting in the effort to make sure that I am the best mom available to them, that is what's hard. Being a mom is my biggest calling. I have opportunities and skills I could pursue, but they all take the back seat compared to raising my children. Because after all, I am responsible that my children learn about God, right and wrong, and that they eat healthy, stay active, think positive, and train them to become mature adults. It can seem overwhelming, but if I'm willing to ask God, He has all the wisdom and the answers. There is a reason why He chose me to be the mom to my two children. Being a mom is an honor. That's one career I would not want anyone else to take from me.
What does it mean to me to be a mom? It means a lot of fun, a lot of laughing with the kids, teasing kids, lots of responsibility, lots of laundry, lots of dishes, never-ending cleaning to do, and lots of interruptions, and maybe don't make plans too for certain. But it is worth every one of the responsibilities. I absolutely love it. I have been blessed with the best kids ever. How it feels to be a mom is just so blessed. My kids go out of their way to make me feel special. They make my little one, he'll make little tiny gifts for me and save them up and bring them to me out of such love. And it is just amazing to be loved so much by these precious little kids. Some days I suck at being a mom, some days I feel like I conquer it and do such a good job. But anyway, through it all, I would not change it for anything. Absolutely love it.
Happy Mother's Day! Ian is almost 6 months old, and he's my little drool machine because he's teething. So I wanted to share, when he was 2 months old, I had to go to the hospital for a very unexpected appendectomy. And so for the next 3 days, I was in the hospital and missed my baby a lot because he couldn't be with me. And then on the third day when I was being released, the doctor told me that I wouldn't be allowed to pick up my baby for the next 4 weeks. And I was utterly devastated. So that meant that he had to go stay with my family. They took wonderful care of him, but it was really hard for me to not be able to be his primary caregiver. And so whenever I could hold him on my lap, but then somebody else had to, when he started crying, somebody else had to take care of him, change his diaper, do all the things that a mom would want to do for her baby. And when he was finally able to come home, I found I was able to sleep better at night, and I was just more relaxed, and my heart didn't hurt, because there's just, I don't know, God has given moms such a bond with their babies, and I think it's so beautiful. And so now whenever I have to get up at nights with him, or he's extra fussy or cranky, I think about that month that I wasn't able to take care of him, and I'm grateful, even though it interrupts my schedule, interrupts my sleep. I'm just grateful I get to be Ian's mom, and to be able to give him those things that he needs, and to just be able to love him the way a mother wants to. And anyway, y'all have a great, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all of you moms out there. You know, my kids are almost grown up by now, but I have three wonderful children, and they're even taller than I am. And, you know, for me, being a mom has probably been one of the most stressful, exhausting, rewarding things that I have ever done. And I wouldn't want to have it any other way. Thinking about what it means to me being a mom, I guess there are so many different things that I could say. But one of the things for me that's important is to go through life with my kids, through the different seasons in their life with my kids, supporting them, you know, honoring them, respecting them, those types of things. They are not perfect. I'm not perfect, but that's what actually makes us a great team, I believe. And you know, isn't it amazing to think that God has actually entrusted us moms with these kids? And I think for me to think that I also want to trust Him with them as well. And sometimes for us as moms, it can be difficult to, you know, trust them in making their own decisions, especially when they grow up. But I have been reminded so many times, my kids have reminded me so many times, and they've actually pointed me back to what the Bible says. And that it just, sometimes I feel like they teach me more than I teach them. And just by the way they live their lives and the way that they represent Jesus here on earth. And I am extremely proud of my three children, and I love them dearly. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful day. Be blessed.
So what does it look like to be a mom? For me, it's learning to be flexible. It's learning to practice self-control, learning to live on less sleep. It's learning that when we do the simple things like changing diapers and playing with our kids, maybe teaching them, or things that maybe seem monotonous, like cleaning up crumbs and wiping faces and kissing ouchies and things like that. But I think it really highlights for me how much that God sees those things that we would maybe call insignificant or simple tasks. And I think if we're faithful in the small things and in what God has given us, then He uses that to prepare us for the destiny and the calling that we have. And I really think motherhood is a calling. I feel honored to be a mom. I feel like with all my failures and weaknesses and places where I need to work on, that God would give me children and entrust them to me, to steward them well and to love on them and nurture them and teach them in the way that they should go. That's really a lot of God's grace, because I certainly don't deserve such a great blessing like that. And I feel very much very blessed. Some of the greatest blessings of my life is to celebrate their milestones and their achievements. So I guess for me, motherhood is a whole lot of loving and giving and learning to rely on God's grace. But it's one of the greatest blessings of my life.
Hi. Yes, this is Jessie. And Robert asked me to share a little bit, some reflections on motherhood. And yes, my role as a mother has definitely been a fair bit different from some of yours. But hey, I got the best of both worlds. I skipped the sleepless nights and dirty pampers, and I get to be to have the role of a mother to a wonderful teenage boy that is just motivated, and it's just been absolutely a joy to see his growth in the last 3 years since he came to live here. Having Dylan come and live here was a choice that we made together when Dylan was in high school. He jumped at the chance of having the opportunity to come and live here and finish high school here. And I was quite ready to have him come. Definitely my life changed and some of my plans needed to be a little bit different or be planned a little bit ahead of time. Cooking definitely changed. Grocery shopping, huge difference. Having a teenage boy who exercises and works out lots and eats lots. But those kinds of things, honestly, in any kind of sacrifice has been well worth the joy of watching the confidence grow in him and just watching him do so well and just be determined to go for his goals. He doesn't give up easily. He keeps going, and now as well his job, he loves going to work every day. And so I guess as far as having that role in his life, I would have thought it would be more challenging than it is, and like I say, what can I say? He's an easy one to have in the home. And so, yeah, that's kind of been my story. I was already a friend to his mom long before he was born, and sort of maybe had somewhat of that role in her life already too. And so just walking alongside of his whole family and extended family over the years has just been something that has become part of my life. And I think it's something that my dad had already taught me way back in Belize when he had a bus close by our house, and it was always open to people of other cultures and people who needed shelter, refugees and whoever. It was always people there. Sometimes they would even come inside to eat with us, eat, have breakfast and lunch with, or suppers with us. And so it was just something that I kind of grew to live to. It was just an accepted thing that we did, and that I have just kind of taken on as an adult as well. And so, yeah, it's definitely been a joy. Happy Mother's Day to you all.
Hi, I'm Annie Weeb. I'm the mother to three beautiful teenage daughters. Before they were born, I gave them life. After they're born, I feel like now they are giving me life. Back when they were small, it seemed I was very overwhelmed many times because I felt like my life was tied up serving them. I had to do everything for them. Well, if any of you are in that stage right now, trust me, it's going to change. Now that my girls are teenagers, they help me with things that need to get done, but they do so many things on their own. Just in almost any shape, way, or form, it is so different now. I did, however, enjoy my baby stage. I loved that. It was so much fun to cuddle them. But now I cuddle them in different ways. And sometimes you give them tough love. But the one thing that I know that really hasn't changed much for me since I gave life to my girls, and that is the fact that if somebody tells me that I'm tired, I already know that. So please don't go and tell a mom that she's tired. She knows that. She sees that. But tell her, tell a mom. When you see a mom, tell a mom that she's doing a good job, because she may not see that. She may not know that. She may not be aware of that. And that's the one thing that I feel like doesn't change right from the day you become a mom to now in my teenage years. There's many times I look back and I think, oh, I failed. I failed miserably yesterday. But you know what? When I then get a note from them saying how much they love me, or just have conversations together and just realize, you know what? This relationship is worth it.
Hey, good morning. Happy Mother's Day to all of you amazing moms. My name is Wanda Duick, and I was asked to share a little bit about being a mom. I have 5 kids. The oldest is 8. The youngest twins are 1 year old. And I definitely do not have all the answers. But I think all of us, whether we have 1 kid or 10 kids, we have something that we can encourage each other with. And I just wanted to share something that I felt God speak over me a while ago. I have felt so often like a complete failure as a mom. I would often go to bed crying. And a while ago, I felt God speaking into that. And I feel like what he said applies to all of us as moms. I felt him say that he would not have asked me to be a mom if I was perfect, because then my kids could never learn from me. They couldn't know what to do in those situations when they mess up. But instead, he's not threatened by my imperfections, but I'm able to show my kids what to do when they mess up, and how to go to God and how to pray and ask for forgiveness and move on. And that was so encouraging to me, and I hope that encourages someone else today. I think it's not in the failures that we miss it. I think it's how we respond to that. Do we let the enemy just pound us to the ground and listen to the lies that he's feeding us, or do we go to God and ask for forgiveness and let him speak life over us? And I think that's what's so important. And I don't think us as moms need any more people telling us what to do different. We have so much of that coming at us, but I think we just need to know that God has equipped us to raise these kids, and he's for us, and we can go to him with anything, and he's always there to listen to us. And I think that is so amazing. So I hope you ladies all have a wonderful day.
So I was asked to share a little bit about what it means to be a mom. I guess that can be a lot of different things in a lot of different ways. But one thing I guess is you will never be bored. It also grows you in ways you never thought it could, and stretches you also in ways you never thought it could. One minute you think you did a pretty good job, everything is looking good, and the next minute you're pulling out your hair, wondering what went wrong or what do I do next. But being a mom has also taught me a lot of patience. Boy, oh boy, have I been tested in ways that I never thought I would be. It has also taught me what it means to have unconditional love. No matter what happens, what they do, how they act, you know you love them. And sometimes you probably don't feel like it, but deep down inside you know that you do. But I would say one of the biggest things that I love about it is letting God walk me alongside the kids and helping them to find out their purpose for life and then to pursue it. Guide them and direct them, encourage them to do it. So all in all, I would say being a mom is just one of the best jobs in the world. You will not be bored, you will be stretched, you will grow in patience. It's good. I love my kids.
Hi, I love being a mom. I think it's a great privilege and opportunity that I have to be a mother, to raise these children from very small. We are made to love, wanting to nourish, so we first carry them inside of us, and then they're born and we get to nourish them and change them, which isn't the hardest thing physically to do. But they then grow up and become these amazing teachers, evangelists, artists, scientists, doctors, mayors, or what have you. And we should not be looking for finding the best career out there. We do have the best job, the most important job, to raise these from they're very small to become all these amazing people. Then they grow up a little bit, and we need to work on their attitudes, to teach them how to deal with life and make friends and all those wonderful things. We drop them off at sports games and classes, and we feel proud and they're doing, how they grow and learn and become world changers, overcomers. And then they grow up to be teenagers and young adults, which becomes, in one sense, more challenging, even though in some ways they get to have their own responsibilities and make their own choices, which it gets, there's not so much on us moms to do and decide for them, but we need to start trusting. That's where I'm at right now. My youngest one is graduating soon. And to learn to trust God that He will take care of them and that they'll make the right choices. My daughter once told me I needed to trust them in work, that I train them well and they'll turn out fine. So my job now is to trust God, that Holy Spirit, and how I train them is good. That will bring them to their destiny.
What being a mom means to me? Well, I've learned to get by with less sleep than I thought was possible. And I've learned to eat my food cold after I fed all my little ones. And I've learned to leave a conversation with my friends or family to run after a little one. And I would do that gladly all over again. I see that as a huge blessing in my life, that I've been able to have children and raise them up for God, teach them about God, just like my mom taught me, and to teach them how to be decent human beings when they're older. And I think a love between a mom and her children is maybe the closest glimpse we can get here on earth of God's love for His children, and that is us, that unconditional love. We gladly do that for our children, even though our emotions may sometimes not indicate that at the moment, but when they hurt, we hurt, and when they're happy, we are happy. And I just truly consider that a blessing to be a mom and now a grandma.
Well, isn't that amazing? Amazing to hear these ladies talk about their kids and what it is to be for a mom. I think in their busy schedules, the things that they do between the dirty diapers and the whining, they're probably saying to themselves, where's God in all this? But you know, you were fearfully and wonderfully made as a mom. As it says in Psalm 139, that He knew you before, knitted in the womb, that He made you for this moment to be a mom. To be a mom, you all talked about how you sacrificed your sleep and how it was hard sometimes. You even went to bed crying. You thought that you were not good enough. But God said you are good enough because He made you special to be the mom. He chose you to inwardly, He chose you for this child that He grew inside you. Everybody has a purpose as a mom. Sometimes it's so incredibly hard. You want to pull your hair out. You want to, you become the referee, the psychiatrist, the maid, the chauffeur. Even sometimes you try to be the comedian just to make the air a little bit lighter in the house. If you're fighting, you come in right away and you're refereeing who did this, who did that. But you know what? It's all worth it. As a mom, when my baby was born, the best thing for me was I could smell her. And I know that sounds kind of funny, but when I laid in the hospital bed and I held her, she had an unusual scent that I just incredibly loved. So from the moment that she was born, I used to sneak into her room and smell her all the time. And it's the weirdest thing. And even today, she's in her 30s, and when I hug her and I get to see her, I just take in that breath of her. Maybe it's because I smell God. Maybe it's because she filled something in my life. And then I became another mom, a different mom, a stepmom. Well, that's a different type of mom. You're giving someone else's children to you. You know, I prayed for 5 children when my husband died. And he gave me 5 children, 4 more, plus mine makes 5. You know, to step into someone else's life is extremely humbling and scary. Oh, the tears that I shed. And even a bit of frustration because I didn't know what I was doing. But I knew that God gave me 5 children. And so, even though I did not birth those 4 children, they're still, I feel like I have. And I don't go around smelling those 5 kids, just the one. But you know what? The most exciting thing for me is that one time when I was with one of our daughters, someone came up to me in church and said, "You look just like your mom." Well, I looked at her, and she looked at me, and we smiled, and we laughed, and we knew that there was no way we could look like each other. But you know what? That was a God moment, because someone else saw that we were a family. And so when you're a mom and you get extremely frustrated, and time is just so incredibly hard, just know that every moment that you pour into your children, every moment you pour into your children, you have not failed. And even in your failures, they know that you're doing your best, even when it's tough love. You know, we have to do the tough love, and that's the hardest thing to do, because we don't want to do that, but we want to make sure they succeed. And I know that the efforts that you put into your children today, yesterday, and the future are worth everything that you've experienced in your life with them. The good, the bad, the ugly. See, for a mom, there's nothing that you could do to take that love away, just like God. You know, we mess up with God all the time, and we're his children. And I'm sure he looks down, and he's shaking his head, and he's going, "Oh, no, here we go again." But you know what? Doesn't matter. God knows that you're going to complete this task, and you're going to be able to make this next trial, and you're going to be able to go through the hard storms, and you're going to be able to guide your children in the way you need to go. But before you even think that there's no way that God is going to give you that strength, he is going to give you that strength. Believe it. Because he made you. He made you in this womb before anything, and he knew what your destiny was going to be. And so God has not given up on you. So don't give up on yourself. And know that your children love you, that they will raise up and call you blessed. And whether you're a stepmom or a mom that's just a surrogate mom or someone that's an aunt that encourages others, their children, it's an important role that you have, because you have the love that God put in you, and you want to just give that to the others. And so I want to encourage you today. Today is a great day to be spoiled. I hope someone gave you breakfast in bed. I hope someone brought you flowers. And I hope someone just gives you a hug, because you're worth every penny of that moment. And know that whatever you do in your life with your children, God is there, and he is going to bring these children to a different level. And you're going to look back. You know, I thought it was going to be easier when my children got married and they were going to be with their spouses. But you know what? It's a whole second set of worries. And you want to just encourage them, because you see them go through life and they have their children. And now you get to have grandchildren. And that's another thing that's so much fun, because you can spoil them and give them back to the parents. You can give them loud toys. You can give them horns, drums, and give them back to the parents. I think that's a great way to do it. But you know what? It's fun to be a grandparent. It's great to be a mom. So don't be discouraged today. Be encouraged. Look at what you have done with God and that He has entrusted you to be the best person you can be with your children. I want to encourage you today that as you go out, and if you haven't seen your mom, my mom's gone about 11 years, and I miss her every day. She was my best friend. I wish I could hug her today and tell her how much she meant to me and all the wisdom that she gave me that I'm using today. And I'm so grateful for that, because without her love and guidance, I wouldn't be the person I am today. Did I make mistakes? Absolutely. I made some horrendous mistakes in my life. But I also ask God to forgive me, and that I could be better, and that I can grow. And that's what you're doing with your children. They make mistakes. Sometimes they're awful, but they're going to grow. So be encouraged. Have the best Mother's Day that you can ever have. And know that God has chosen you to be that mom in any capacity that He brings to you in your door. God bless.
What's up? Happy Mother's Day. I was asked to share a lesson I've learned from my mother and that I want to carry me with me when just forever. And that lesson is just the attitude of selflessness and just selflessness and hospitality. My mom is one of the greatest examples I know of someone who will just be so selfless and do anything for the people around her. Whether it's good for her or not, whether it puts her in more stress or more anxiety or a harder time or she has to do more work, it's just she will always do it if it benefits the people around her. She is so caring to the people around her, whether it's our family or the church or just like anyone. She will always look out for other people and try to make everyone around her lives better. And it's just so cool because, like, yeah, she's like, whatever, going through so much or like having a hard time keeping up with stuff, and like maybe she takes it too far sometimes and overloads her plate, but that's just what she does. She'll just like, oh yeah, just doing it for the people around her, not even caring about what, like, it's all for other people. None of it's for herself. And I just think that's so cool to just like, yeah, like we're here to love on other people and to serve other people and to just like, yeah, just be Jesus to other people. And I think that my mom is such a good example of serving and being Jesus to other people in that way. Happy Mother's Day.
Something that I value from my mother is the way that she's always pushing to be better. One specific example that I can think of is when she gives me and my brothers haircuts. She's been giving us haircuts for like as long as I remember. And when we were younger, I'm sure she just gave us haircuts like as easy as it was for her. But as we started growing older, we wanted more complicated haircuts. And she rose to the task and she got new clippers and she learned how to give us even better haircuts, and she's always getting better at that. So that's one specific example that I can think of is where she's pushing herself to be better. Also, when I think of my mom, the word selfless always comes to mind. I've never heard her complain or whine about all the things that she has to get done that day. If that's making food or cleaning up after us, she's always ready to do it. She's quietly serving and just giving. Is really cool. Another thing that I really value about my mom is that she looks to her children for support and for advice on how to parent, which is kind of weird, but also really cool. She's never satisfied with where she's at, and she's looking to grow, looking to serve more. She's open to get advice, and she's ready to give advice to the people that need it. yeah, no, she's just never satisfied with where she's at, which I think translates super well into her relationship with Jesus. She's always growing deeper, growing more, which is something that's really cool, and I really look up to her a lot in that. Yeah, so thank you, Mom, for putting all the time into teaching me and training me in the things that I know. You know, thanks to just for loving me.
Happy Mother's Day. My mom has always had a huge heart for others for as long as I can remember, and she's always been super quick to serve and just, yeah, she has a really big heart for others and just serves so freely, and she showed me how valuable that is, and it's really admirable and just amazing to see that and just have someone that's really important in my life to just like serve so freely. And yeah, I love you, Mom.
Yeah, one thing I really love about my mother is that she's so loving and caring towards me and the family, such as when she comes home from work and I'm home, she asks me how the day went, how I'm going, just what was good in the day, and that's just one thing I really love about my mom, and love you.
I've learned a lot of things from my mom, but I think something that stands out is what it means to serve and give time and effort. And it's something that I don't nearly notice everything that she does for me, and already the things that I do notice are just, it's just so much that she does for me on a daily basis. It's just a lot. And I think that's where I kind of get my inspiration to do whatever, serving at camp or being on band or church or things like that, is just from seeing what my mom does and how she gives her time and her energy to those around her and to me and my siblings, everything that she does. And that's something I'm probably going to carry for the rest of my life, is just the lessons about giving and serving people around me.
Happy Mother's Day. Something that I have learned from my mom, and something that I really admire about my mom, is how hardworking she is and how she's willing to get the things that need to be done done. And yeah, there will be days when she will work a full day at school with a bunch of kids and then come home and maybe help my dad out with his business, or even make a meal or plant things in the garden and just do all those things, and also spend time us. And she does all that consistently, and she does all that very well. And yeah, she's so caring and compassionate, and especially through this really hard year, she's really helped me personally with just like disappointments and things like that, and just her endurance and yeah, all these different things. I just really admire that, and I hope that I can carry that with me through my own life. And yeah, I think it's very valuable that I've never had to wonder whether my mom loves me or not, because she reminds me every day. And yeah, I admire her.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for sharing. All you ladies, young people, Roberta, so good. And I just wanted to just take a minute to pray for you mothers and you ladies. Just thinking about, Jesus had some very significant conversations with women. And he would, one story, for example, that comes to mind is when he was sitting at the well, and this lady came to the well, and Jesus had a very significant conversation with her. And he encouraged her, go to find the living water. Draw from the well of living water. And so I want to encourage you, moms, to draw from that well in all your experiences in life and your journeys of being mothers and women of influence in all the different circles of life. I just want to encourage you to draw from the well of living water, because that is always there for you. So let's pray for the women in our lives and the mothers Let's just lift up our hearts to God. God, just pray today that you bless all the moms, all the ladies in a very special way here this morning, wherever they might be, in their homes, wherever that is. God, just show them more of your heart for them. Give them courage. Give them confidence. Give them a boldness to be who you are, who you've created them to be. Not to be somebody else, but to be who you have created them to be. Because you have a calling on everybody's life. You have a specific purpose and just a way of living. And so I just pray that the women that are watching this would be able to let go of the pressures that they face sometimes to be somebody else, and rather just to embrace what you have for them and who you've called them to be and who you've created them to be, and you've gifted them and given them abilities to be exactly that. God, give strength, give renewed energy and vision in their hearts and in their lives today. Thank you, God, that we have these women around us that are part of our lives and that are part of our communities and that are making a difference and that are representing you well. Thank you, Jesus. We just bless all the women in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.